Radio St. Pete. If you enjoyed having Roger Bartlett and John Frizzi in studio a few months ago in advance of their concert at the Palladium, and then were just despondent that the cancel happened because of hideous Helene and miserable Milton, guess who's back on the phone with me? Welcome, Roger Bartlett. How are you, my friend?
Good, Nanette. How are you?
I'm doing great. I hear the concert has been rescheduled for January 11th with the Coral Reefers. Is that true?
That is true, and we're looking forward to it.
So you have had a little journey since we last spoke. I think you went to the 50th anniversary of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Give us a little bit on that one.
Well, it was held in Kingsland, Texas, which is about an hour and a half outside of Austin. And many of the remaining cast members were there. And, you know, it was a three-day event. They put me up in an old hotel there that was built when there was a railroad running right through there. It was built in 1901. It was called the Antler Inn. And they moved the house that the movie was shot in from Bastrop, Texas, you know, almost 3 hours to Kingsland, Texas, and put it back there on the ground. And now it's a restaurant, which is really kind of ironic because in the movie, they used it to make barbecue out of people.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, if you folks don't know about Fool for a Blonde, that was the love theme from the music, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Was it fun to catch up with everybody? Were there a lot of people from the movie there?
There were a bunch. Ed Neal, who was the hitchhiker and one of the family, he's the one of the family that's still remaining alive. You know, there was a bunch of other people there, Bill Wynn and Terry McMahon. They set up a whole line of tables, and people go by and they get autographs on posters and things. So, and I played a little concert there one night, played a 2-hour show. It was a 3-day event, so, you know, it was really great.
And from there, you went on to Key West.
I did go on to Key West from there to do Trop Rockin' Duval.
And tell us a little bit about that event, and also I think you were filming your documentary there.
Yes, this is the second year that Trop Rockin' Duval has been happening down in Key West. And it was the second year that I did a show at the Key West Theater, and the second year that it sold out. And, you know, my friend John Cunningham, who is an author, is making a documentary on the Coral Reefer Band from the 70s and the early 80s. And we just did a show in Nashville, which was a tribute to Fingers Taylor, who was one of the early Coral Reefers. And he shot some interviews there with Keith Sykes and Adira Shakur and you know, some of the other Coral Reefers from later on, to see what their reaction was to what influence the early music had on their tenure in the band.
So for those of you who don't know, Greg Fingers Taylor, Roger just shared with me, passed away November 23rd, 2023. And he was known for his work with Jimmy Buffett's Coral Reefer Band, and a good friend of Roger's. And Roger just composed a song, Skinny Boy. Tell us a little bit about this homage to Greg and a little bit about Greg.
Well, I co-wrote the song with his son, Stephen Taylor. And Greg was quite a character. He was one of the best harmonica players I've ever heard in my life, and I've heard quite a few. And he was a babe magnet. Like, I could not believe he had the girls following him all around. He would have a girlfriend in this town, be on the phone talking to a girl in the next town with that same girl that's still in the room with him while he was talking to the other girl. And, you know, I just couldn't believe. And then you know, he played the harmonica like a blues god, and you know, just a fun guy. He and I used to imbibe a little artificial inspiration, you know, on occasion, and have a good time and party and you know, when I left the band, you know, a few years later, he came to New York City where I was living, and he said, "Hey, Roger, come on down and hang out with me." And I went down. He was staying with a girl in the Village, and I got down there, and his girlfriend down there was like Christie Brinkley beautiful. And I was like, "Oh my God." And he said, "Come on with us. We're going to go over to her boyfriend's house and get her stuff." And I was like, "Wait a minute." And he said, "It's okay. He's gone." So we go over to the boyfriend's house. She has a key, lets herself in. We go in. She's, you know, collecting her stuff from here and there. And I look around on the walls, and there's posters of a boxer on every wall. And I look at this guy. I said, "You know, who's this boxer?" And she says, "Oh, that's my boyfriend. He's the light heavyweight champion of the world." I was like, "Oh, gotta go."
Well, and in fact, you know, great. I mean, I heard him play. He played with all the Mississippi blues legends in the club scene. And I think the Clarion legend said that Taylor once told them, "It's a mighty, mighty machine, the harmonica, with a tiny, tiny body." I guess that's always intrigued me about it. How can such a big sound come from something so small? And Roger, you witnessed it firsthand. Was he just wailing on that harmonica?
He was just wailing on that harmonica, and he called it the Mississippi saxophone.
And I guess the boys met Buffett and Taylor met at University of Southern Mississippi in the early 70s.
That's right. Jimmy was playing the guitar in a stairwell to get a little natural reverb, and Fingers heard him and said, "Do you mind if I play along with you?" And Jimmy was, "No." And Fingers started playing. He was like, "Whoa." And, you know, they remained friends, you know, for, I don't know, 30 years, 40 years, whatever.
How did he get the nickname Fingers? Did he play keyboard to start with? Was that what it was?
Well, you'd think a harmonica player, you'd think it'd be named Lips or Tongue. But he started a blues band. He did play keyboards, and he named himself Fingers. And then I think at some point in his life, he wanted to get away from that, but it was too late at that time. You know, the die was cast.
And Stephen, his son, I guess he has two children, Stephen and Hunter, and Stephen is a blues guitarist and is continuing his father's legacy. Is that right?
That is correct.
And he was only 71 when he passed. So, folks, we've been talking with Roger Bartlett. You can get tickets for his Palladium concert with the Coral Reefers. January 11th, the Palladium has reopened. We're thrilled about that. Roger, you said the documentary is probably coming out summer 2025?
Yes. I believe that's the case. But you know how it is with films. You never know.
You never know. And we're going to thank you, Roger, for being with us. And now, folks, we're going to play this fantastic single that Roger and Steven wrote and they played in Nashville. Roger, we're hoping you'll play it when you come to the Palladium. Any parting words before we go to your song?
No.
And that's the way it is. November, this honor homage to Greg Fingers Taylor. Thank you, Roger. Take it away.
Thank you, Nana.